In Outagamie County, Fox Valley Technical College's Venture Center is marking its five-year anniversary. The program claims to have helped 200 small businesses start up with the creation of 500 jobs.
How are you today?
Good, good. I'm here to see Dave Lindquist.
He is on his way.
Yeah, I'm a little early.
One of those businesses is a Hoo-Hot franchise in Appleton, one of four operated by Appetize, Inc., its CEO is Dave Lindenstruth. The company plans to have 330 employees by the end of the year.
Payroll, I guess. Last year, I guess we added over $3 million worth of total compensation to the area. Currently, we have 15 or 16 high-level employees that make, you know, $30,000, $40,000 plus dollar salaries. And the amount of sales tax that we collect is incredible as well, probably also millions of dollars.
Lindenstruth is a former electronics engineer and a graduate of Fox Valley Technical College's Venture Center. It's a boot camp for current or would-be entrepreneurs.
Really what the Venture Center does is they teach you over the course of 10 weeks exactly what it is that you don't know.
That's Autumn Hill, who started a marketing company along with her mother after mom was laid off. The company now has five employees.
I didn't even know what I didn't know about starting and running a successful marketing company. When my mom and I went through eSeed, we thought, we'll never have employees. It'll just be you and I. You'll do the sales. I'll do the fulfillment and customer service. We'll never need employees. Well, then 2 years later, when we were hiring our first employee and had no employee handbook, then we had to go back to our eSeed book and say, okay, now we have to write an employee handbook. Now we have to get ready for that.
eSeed is a crash course for business owners. It teaches one all the minutiae involved in running a business. Another program is called ProSeed, designed for existing businesses whose owners want to expand. Both are part of the Venture Center, whose director is Amy Peach. In the beginning, 5 years ago, Peach says there were seven students. Now, she says 100 people take the classes each year.
In our region, in Outagamie County, being home to the Fox Cities, where everybody knows it as the paper region, right? We've certainly been experiencing a downturn in our economy for a long time. So I think we didn't really so much as see an uptick in our activity at the Venture Center. We were just prepared for the transition and the economic reset that is forcing people to look at different ways to earn a living.
The Fox Valley has been hit hard by layoffs, including the closure of a paper mill in Kimberly. Outagamie County's unemployment rate in August was 7.3%, slightly below the state average. Peach says the Valley's manufacturing sector still has its place, but that the area is shifting toward a more knowledge-based employment in areas like healthcare and energy and food. At Hoo-Hot, Dave Lindenstruth knows the stress of leaving a secure engineering job.
So do you sleep better at night as an engineer or as a restaurant owner?
What sleep?
Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.